Hi, good evening, everyone.
Love
this is
Talk
Tammy.
Radio.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and this is my radio blog talk show, and we're going to be talking about the science of yes. So I'm so excited to be here tonight. This is actually a treat for me to be able to talk to you about the science of yes. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be distinguishing for you what it is to live your life in the mindset of yes. And when I talk about yes, I don't mean just the semantics of the word yes. What I'm talking about is the way that you live your life. It's a way of being. It's a mindset. And a lot of people have a lot of conversations about the law of attraction. And the principle, the science of yes, is all about the law of attraction. But what a lot of people don't explain to you when they talk about the law of attraction, that your mindset, when you're operating inside of the law of attraction, is critical to manifest. So when you want to manifest what you want in life, you really do need to believe. You need to have faith. And what I combine in my teachings is the law of attraction with my science of yes. You want to be a yes in life. You want to be a yes to courage. You want to be a yes to love. You want to be a yes to the career of your dreams. You want to be a yes to life. So feel free to dial in and call and ask questions. I specialize in coaching people and moving to the next level in their life and creating what they want in life by design, by actually saying, this is what I want and I'm going to go after it. I believe that anything is possible and you can absolutely have anything you want, anything you desire. All you have to do is be willing to say you want it and be willing to do whatever it takes to get it. And I don't mean anything illegal or anything negative. I'm completely and absolutely grounded in the science of yes. So I'm going to get started tonight. And if anybody wants to call in and ask a question, I actually, my sister is also on, and I actually don't know what to do if someone calls in with a question. How will I know when someone calls in and wants to ask me something?
Hello, everybody. It's I am your sound engineer, so I will let you know when somebody dials in.
Awesome. And if someone has a question, feel free to ask. Call in, and Angela will let me know that you have a question. So I'm going to start. I'm going to be distinguishing for people who want to start a business, who want to actually create something where they're their own boss. What I do in life, I'm a business consultant and a life coach, and my background is in operations. I was a legal administrator for 17 years, and I also worked in the entertainment industry as an operations officer in a small production company. And I know what it is to go in from the ground floor and start a company and build it person by person so your team goes from 10 people to 80 people. I've actually done that. And I know what it takes to manage a team. And one of the things that I realized as I was going along in life is there's something very specific that I bring to the party when I'm working with people. And I went from one job to another job. And always whenever I came into employment opportunity, there was always something that happened around me. There was a lot of growth. People were empowered. People came to me, and I was the liaison between them and the upper management because they trusted me. They would tell me things. They would let me know when something wasn't working, and then I would go and negotiate whatever needs to be negotiated. And I always had this really great outlook. I always listened to what anybody had to say. And as I came along in life, I started to recognize that there is something specific about the way that I am. And I actually had somebody say this to me about 8 years ago, which kind of gave me the seed for how I started my company. They said to me one day when I was coaching them on something that they were struggling with, Pam, you're such a yes. And that stuck with me for a long time because I recognized that she was right, that I am a yes. If somebody approaches me, whatever they have to say, whatever they're offering, whatever they're proposing, I was always a yes. It wasn't that I was gullible or innocent or I would buy anything that they were selling. It's not so much that. it's I could actually hear anything you see that's possible, any vision you have, and I can empower it. I can say, okay, I can see that happening. In order for that to happen, you need to do this, this, and this. It's kind of like the structure or the pathway to get there available to me when I heard them speak. So when she said that to me 8 years ago, little by little, when I was working at my 9-to-5 job, I started to see that this was something that if I could bottle it, I could actually present it to people and impact and make a difference with people all over the place and not just at the company I worked at. So in 2012, I quit my job and I started my own company, and I am now a yes coach. And I coach people to take on whatever they want in life. And specifically, I have narrowed it down to where I want to work with spiritual practitioners and holistic health coaches and creative artists or anybody that has a creative mind. One of the reasons that I narrowed it down to that community is, number one, I admire greatly people with creative minds and spiritual pursuits. And a lot of times, if you have that kind of mind, if you have that kind of ability, and you want to have that be of service to other people, a lot of times people like that aren't necessarily business-minded. They don't know the logistics of putting together a team of people. They don't understand how to go about making a business plan, how to go about opening a business checking account, how to actually manage their finances on QuickBooks or Quicken or Sage or Xero or any of the software programs that help you manage your books. They have no clue. And I have a clue. I actually know very well what to do. I even know where to go to get those things, to hire the people, to get yourself set up so that you're running your business as a business and it's not just a hobby or something you're doing because you're feeling good about it. You actually can make a living and actually be abundant inside of running your business if you're running it the way it was designed to be run. So that's what I specialize in. If you're someone who has a gift, you actually are a spiritual practitioner. You actually are someone who either are a spiritual leader, you're someone who does tarot, you're someone who are a holistic health coach, you're someone who has a specialty, and it's in the arena of transformation or personal growth, then I am the go-to person to help you get started. I can take you to the next level, wherever it is you're at. You may be that you've already started your business. You may not have a regular 9-to-5 job. You may be in a position where you have saved up some money and you invested in yourself, and now you just want to know where to go, what to do, and how to get yourself set up. I'm going to start out all of my Thursday evening talks addressing the people who are up to something in the realm of starting their business. I specialize in people starting up. So I can give you the access to the tools and the resources you need so you can start your business, you can incorporate, you can become an LLC or a corporation or even a nonprofit. You know what to do, where to go, how to go there. You get your business plan set up. You get your values and your goals and your mission statement. You are absolutely set so that you know what there is to do and you're empowered to do it. And you're not someone who is afraid to even look at what's necessary. I can give you all the tools you need to get started, and all you have to do is tune in every week. This is a show that's intended for people who are up to something big, and I want you to know that I'm a yes to whatever it is that you're dreaming, wanting, or absolutely desiring. You can have it. I promise you can. Part of what I give to people when I coach them about starting their business is that there's a very, very holistic approach to creating a viable, effective, and abundant business. And I call it healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's three aspects that I address when I coach my clients. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight as well. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. But before I begin that, I want you to know that if you stick to this show every week, you're going to be able to start your business regardless of whether you hire me as a coach or anything like that. You don't need to do that because everything you need to do, you can do on your own. However, I've already done all that. I quit my job on a whim. My car and my computer and the clothes on my back, I drove from Nevada to California and set up shop, and I did everything wrong. So I know exactly what to do to do everything right now because I have to fix everything that I did. So why should you have to, you know, go into uncharted territory when I can give you the tools you need so you don't have to make the mistakes that I made? So stick with me every week, and I'll help you get started. And in the meantime, I wanted to put in a little plug for the New Age Guild. If you are not familiar with the New Age Guild, the New Age Guild is the new directory that my sister and I have set up where if you are a spiritual or health holistic practitioner, somebody who is a creative artist, you can list yourself with the New Age Guild, and people who are looking for just exactly what it is that you have to offer can find you there. We'll help get you started. We'll get your social media and your presence on the internet really viable so that people know where to find you and they know what it is that you do and they're ready to hire you. It's an opportunity for people who are not very familiar with what there is to do to market yourself, to get yourself marketed. So that's just my little plug for the New Age Guild. If you want more information on that, just go to www.newageguild.com. That's www.newageguild.com. It is the absolute go-to place for everybody in the transformational community to get themselves seen and get themselves known. So we're going to start tonight with the science of yes. And I'm your host, Pamela Heath, the Yes Coach. I'm going to start tonight's talk about what it is to actually distinguish for yourself what it is you do and how you want to present yourself when you start your business. So starting a business is really not a big deal. Little kids start their businesses when they set up a lemonade stand in their front yard. They make lemonade and they get cups and they get sugar and they get lemons and water and they go for it. And sometimes they're for a nickel a cup. Sometimes they're even ambitious enough to sell them for a dollar a cup. At the end of the day, they look to see how much money they collected and how much money had to go towards buying more supplies, how much money had to go to paying for the cups, paying for the sugar, for the water, for the lemons. And if they had to borrow the money from mom or dad, they have to pay mom or dad back. And if mom and dad are smart, they charge them interest. So basically, your money that you're making, your revenue, has everything to do with the overhead that it costs you, how much it costs for you to get your materials, how much it costs for you to get your supplies, how much it costs for you to rent your space, if you're renting space from someone where you can do whatever it is you do or provide the service that you provide. All of that comes off the money that you made, and whatever's left over after you pay all your bills and whatever it took for you to conduct your business, that's your revenue. But inside of that revenue, you also have to factor in what you're going to need to put back into the business to keep the business going. So if you're someone who is a holistic practitioner and you have goals to contribute to people in their health and well-being, then you may need certain supplies. You may need to have handouts or, for instance, if you are a coach and you give your coaching clients a questionnaire ahead of time that they fill out and give back to you, you need supplies, you need paper. If you don't have a Xerox machine or a copy machine or a printer, you've got to know how much your budget's going to be to go to FedEx, Kinko, and copy them yourself. You have all these things in your mind, and you might be overwhelmed by all that, like, wow, man, all I want to do is go out and be of service to people. Not to worry, not to fear. I can actually support you in that. I can supply you with all the handouts that you need so that you don't even have to think about it. All you need to do is set up for yourself what it is you want to create with your new client, potentially, and what it is you want them to give to you so you can provide what they need, when they need it, and how they need it. So let's start with the basic questionnaire. You have a potential client. Let's say you're a holistic practitioner, and what you do is you coach people on how to live a vegan lifestyle. So right off the bat, you want to be clear that when you speak to your potential client, they're not just a potential client, a potential customer. They're actually someone who is a possibility for what health and well-being would look like in their world, and that you have that to contribute to them. So it's not just a number. It's not just another file for your file folder. It's a human being. it's a person that you care about. And underlying everything is your incredible desire to make a difference and contribute to others. So you want to make sure you capture all the information that you need to capture when you speak to your potential client. I know that there's a lot of people who might be listening to this broadcast, and you might even be listening to it after I've already recorded it live. If you have questions, you can always send them to me at my email address, which is Pam Heath, my name, PamHeath, at yescoach4you.com. That's Pam Heath at yescoach, the letter 4, and the number 4, and the letter U.com. Pam Heath at yescoachforyou.com. I look forward to hearing from you anything that might come up for you, like a question about how to go about doing the things I'm going to suggest. And first off, I'm going to suggest that you get together before you start taking on new clients and decide how you want to fill out some kind of questionnaire with them from the get-go so you know what they're about and what they're up to and what you're going to create with them. A lot of things that are missing with a lot of people who are starting out in life and they want to hire a coach is they don't know how to strategize and they don't know how to plan ahead. Planning ahead is very critical if you're going to coach somebody in something that they're request for coaching in. They're relating to you as a mentor, as somebody who's already been or is already getting to where they want to be. So they're trusting you to be able to lead them, and to lead them effectively, you've got to have a plan. So to have a plan, you have to have, you know, information. And to get information, you're going to have something set up ahead of time, not fly by the seat of your pants, so that you can understand where they're going and what they're up to. It's not rocket science. Their obvious information, like their contact information, is critical. You want to be able to reach them at their address or their email address or their phone number. You could even ask them if they have a Skype or Facebook IM that you can reach them at in case you're mobile and you need to talk to them and you don't necessarily have access to their phone. Anything that you need in that arena, that's first on the form. The second thing you want to get is what I call the Merlin experiment. Some of you may not be familiar with the story of Excalibur. I'm just going to take a minute to distinguish it for you. Excalibur is the legendary sword, and it was said that back when the king was killed, that the next king would be the man that could pull the sword out of the stone. The sword was in the stone, and it was completely unmovable. King Arthur came along, and he pulled the sword out of the stone. And who was advising him during his kingship was Merlin. Now, Merlin was a very, very powerful magician. He was before Gandalf and all those other guys that you've heard about. Merlin was probably the most powerful magician that we know of in legend. And one of the interesting things about Merlin is that Merlin lived his life backwards. Merlin actually grew younger. So he knew what was going to happen in the future because he had already been there and lived it. So when Merlin talked to Arthur and gave him advice about where to go and what to do and what wars to fight and who to fight, he was speaking from knowledge, not guessing or strategizing from what he thought was going to happen. He knew what was going to happen because he'd already been there. The Merlin experiment is what I use when I coach my clients. It's a way that you can create with them what it is they want in life. They create it by actually standing in that future as if it was already fulfilled. 20 years, 30 years, 40 years down the line, they're actually standing there having already accomplished it, and then they look back to see how they did it. Now, it's a very interesting thing because this is how Merlin lived his life. He explained to Arthur exactly what to do and how to do it because he had already been there. If you look, when a lot of people try to create what they want in life, they're looking from what they think they can have based on what they think they know. It's very limiting because we as human beings limit ourselves in what we expect we can have by what we've had in the past or what we've been able to accomplish in the past. What you're able to accomplish is very much given by what you're able to imagine. So imagine this. Imagine that you already have everything you've ever wanted in life. Imagine that house that you dream of, your dream house that you wish you could have, that you're dying to have. Imagine that you are in that perfect house, that you've already achieved it. You have the perfect spouse, the one you dream about, the one that puts their hand in your hair, and you look up and smile, and they are filled with love and adoration when they look at you. You're already married to them, have been married to them. You've already had the children that you hope and dream to have. You already have the career of your dreams. You have all these things you're accomplished. You have everything you've ever wanted in life. Now, standing there, whether it's 10 years from now, whether it's 20 years from now, whenever it is, standing right there, ask yourself, how did I get there? What did I do? That's how you start to plan the Merlin experiment. You actually look to see how you did it, not to whether or not you could do it. And when you do that, you start to understand that things start to become much more clear. You're not overwhelmed by the steps that it took because you already took them. You're just trying to distinguish for yourself what steps they were. Everything that you need is already been provided. Everything that you want is available for the taking. How did you get there? What did you do? What steps did it take? You go backwards from wherever that is, whether it's 10 years from now, 20 years from now, go backwards. 19 years from now, what did you do? 18 years from now, what did it take? 17 years, and so on and so forth. You keep looking at what it is you see you want and how you actually had it and what you did to get there. And the pathway, the structures, everything that you needed to do in order to have those things becomes apparent. Your commitment to have those things and the pathway to get those things starts to get clearer and clearer when you live inside the Merlin way and actually create that you already are there. So, standing in the future already fulfilled, I invite you to sit down and start journaling what it would look like and what it would take and how you did it. Just as if you were on Barbara Walters or whoever takes over from her, because, of course, 20 years from now, she probably won't be the one interviewing you. But just as if you were on Barbara Walters' show explaining step-by-step how you did it, that's how you make the plan, and that's how you create your future. So that's one little key, that's one little hint, that's one little thing I can offer you as a way that you can use this science of yes to fulfill on the life of your dream. So once again, if you have any questions about anything that I've said or you want to interact with me about it or see what how you can utilize those techniques to build your life by design, feel free to reach out to me. You can write to me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. That's Pam Heath at yescoach, the number four, the letter U.com. And I'll be more than happy to respond. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about the Merlin experience and how to create your life by design by standing in the future fulfilled. The next thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about your business plan. And I want to, before you get caught up in how serious that sounds and how it might seem like, oh, that's too professional and straight-laced for me. I want to be more free. I want to be more open. I don't want to necessarily tie myself down to a business plan. Your business plan doesn't have to be some rocket scientist document that, you know, structures out, you know, your business as though you were some sort of financial advisor or you worked for J.P. Morgan. It doesn't have to look like that. You essentially just need to ask yourself a few very critical questions about the business that you're setting yourself up for. The most critical question, of course, is what service are you going to provide or what product are you going to provide? If you're a spiritual practitioner and you do readings or you do tarot, I know a lot of people who do Reiki any kind of massage therapy, you want to first distinguish what it is that you're going to offer, and that is very much part of your business plan. It can be one page, you know, your business plan. It doesn't have to be like this, you know, incredible book, but you want to get really clear about what services you offer and how you're going about delivering those services to your client. If you're a practitioner who provides massage and you have a massage table and you have massage table will travel, then you want to be really clear about your boundaries are, where you'll go, where you won't go, how long, you know, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, you know, will you do parties? Do you do corporations? You got to narrow yourself down specifically to what it is that you offer. I know that for some people, when things flow for you, it's hard for you to narrow yourself down. But I can tell you from my personal experience, it's very important for you to narrow down what your services are and who your services are for. You might say, if you are a spiritual practitioner or a holistic, you know, health coach, that my services are for everyone, every man, woman, and child. I want to contribute to everyone. I want to make a difference. I want everybody to feel better, look better, be better when they interact with me. Well, that's all very well and good, but the world is a big place. And you'll find that you'll get a lot more clients right up out of the chute if you're very clear on who you serve. Because then you can market to that community. And you can be very specific about marketing to that community. And you don't have to be worried about, you know, who's my next client. Your next client will line up and come looking for you. Because if you say, you know, for instance, I have a client who is a holistic practitioner who specializes in cancer recovery patients. She helps them to get themselves back whole and complete and fit after struggling with and fighting cancer. Specifically people who have had chemotherapy. A lot of people who are cured of cancer have a lot of difficulty getting connected to life after being on chemotherapy for a year or two. It just really takes a lot out of you. You feel weak, you feel fragile. It's hard to know what to do. And she specializes in getting people back well, fit, and re-engaged in life. And it took a while for her to get clear. And one of the things I helped her do was helped her get clear. This is what gives her the most fulfillment in life is when she coaches people who are survivors of some disease and they're just getting themselves re-acclimated to life. So the question you want to ask yourself when you're writing your business plan is, what service do I provide? And the key critical question is, who do I provide it to? I want to invite you to resist the temptation to say everyone. That's kind of like an umbrella that covers everybody on the planet. I promise you, there's a specific community that wants and needs what it is you have to offer. So that's a critical part of your business plan, and I encourage you that when you're you know, sitting down and writing out for yourself what your business plan is going to look at, that those first two critical items are what it is you want to be clear about. What service or product you will provide in your business, and what community or what customers, you know, you want to provide this service or product to. So another incredibly important part of your business plan, and this is the part that a lot of especially spiritual practitioners have a good time with, is how much are you going to charge for your services? Now, I'm going to really, really coach you about this for a moment, because a lot of people get really tangled up in their own self-worth when they start charging for your services. And your services have a value to them. It's a very, very thin line that you walk between what it is that you do and provide and how much you value it for. This is not just about how much you want to charge. This is about what is the value of your service or product. Now, if it's a service that you provide, let's put it this way. Let's say you're a spiritual practitioner and you charge by the hour, which is fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with charging by the hour. Many people do it. But let's just say that you are running your business and you've given your business a name, whatever the name is, Purple Disc Spirituality. Purple Disc Spirituality is the name of your business. And you are the sole employee of Purple Disc Spirituality. You're the only person that works for them, and you don't pull a salary. You just take the money that comes in, and you use it to pay your rent, you use it to buy your groceries, and you use it to put gas in your car. So what I'm suggesting to you, when you're writing your business plan and you're distinguishing and creating and structuring your business, I'm telling you that there is a specific value that that service you provide has. And it's a very easy value to qualify. How much does it cost for you to run that business, number one? And how many hours do you spend working for that business? So let's just say that you work, I'm just going to throw this out there. Don't get hooked on this. Well, let's just say that you work 6 days a week for 9 to 10 hours a day. Okay? That's what you do. You either get on the phone and you do readings over the phone, or you read in, like, let's say that you go to a particular location where you rent a space for whatever you pay per month, and you sit there and there's a sign out that says spiritual, you know, counselor is in, and people come and they pay by the hour, or they pay what, you know, by the session or whatever you do. However many hours, 10, 11, or even 6 per day, per week, that is what you bring in, just to position against what it costs you to run that business. So let's say it costs you, just throwing numbers out here, $2,500 a month to run that business. Renting the space, getting your materials and supplies, putting gas in your car, paying your car note, doing all the things, let's just say, for kicks and giggles, that it costs $2,500 a month. How much will you have to charge your clients in order for you to make that $2,500, which is your basic floor, and then an abundant amount over that so you can have a little left over? How much would you have to charge per hour? It's a mathematical equation. If you're not making from your business what you need to make in order to run your business, then you're not charging enough. And no matter what desperation you might feel in lowering your prices so you can get customers, you do not serve yourself and you do not serve your business if you're not charging what your services are worth. And you soon learn that after a while, it's not even worth it. If the client isn't paying you what your services are worth, it's not even worth it. And your self-worth is going to take a hit if you don't charge what your service is worth. That's one of the first things that you want to start to grapple with when you're designing your business, is that you want to make sure that you're charging what your services are worth. So that's part of your business plan as well. And I don't want to get too heavy inside of this, especially if you're a spiritual practitioner. What you want to be able to do is you want to be able to provide a service, and you want to be able to make a difference, to contribute to people and have them live their life having been empowered by what you provide. And you don't have to worry about overhead and business plans and things of that nature. You don't want to have to worry about that. And what I'm saying is, it's not something you have to worry about. It's something you have to be responsible for. And the freedom in your business and the actual effectiveness and profitability of your business will come from when you're willing to grapple with these issues, willing and able to grapple with them. And if you're not willing and able, then my suggestion to you is that you hire somebody who is. If you don't want to do it, then hire somebody who will do it for you because it needs to be done. So that's part of the business plan, and I'm going to talk more about the business plan when we talk again next week. I don't want you to be bored, so I don't want to just talk only about starting a business or being a business owner or an entrepreneur who is a spiritual practitioner or holistic, you know, coach, wellness practitioner. I also want to be really clear about yes, about being a yes. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the science of yes. And where I came up with this science of yes, I was very intrigued. Years ago, I ran across this quote from Einstein. And Einstein, you know who Einstein is. I don't have to tell you who Einstein is. He's considered one of the most intelligent men who ever lived. And he created, you know, E equals MC squared and all the scientific theories that a lot of people are expounding on these days. He was the one who created them. And Einstein said something very useful for me. It empowers me and it helps me. You know, a lot of people think that the transformational community and spiritual practitioners are real woo-woo and they're not really grounded, they're not really tangible, and they're not really connected to reality. Well, Einstein said this. He said that life is energy. And if life is energy, then if you resonate in the same energy resonance as the universe, then anything you want in life, you can get. And he said, this is not philosophy. This is physics. So what I gleaned from that, when I believe, when I resonate with life and the universe inside of what I say I want, and I'm a yes, that's not woo-woo. That's not just some Pam artsy-fartsy, flowery, Bambi, you know, butterflies flying in the wilderness desire. That's science. That's physics. It's real. Life is energy. We are energy, and we resonate. When you want something and you resonate on that wavelength, you will get it, period. And that's what I got from what Einstein said. So I now train and develop my clients in the science of yes. Yes is a really powerful mindset. And it's a mindset that's actually not necessarily easy to take on. And the reason why it's not easy is because as adults in life, we become resigned and cynical and sarcastic about everything. But when we're children, we're not that way. When we're children, it all seems possible. You go into a playground and watch little 4 and 5 and 6 year old children play, you can see the energy level and that anything is possible. If you tell a child they can't have something, they don't believe you. They stamp their feet, they shake their fists, and they shake their head. No, I want that. And there is nothing that you can say that will convince them they can't have it. They're clear what I want I can have. It's we as adults who teach them, no, you can't. You can only have what you say you want if I say you can have it. And little by little, kids learn, oh, mama has to say I can have it. And usually mom or dad or whoever tells you why you can't have it. Well, you can't have that because you're too short. Well, you can't have that because you're too tall. Well, you can't have that because you're too young. Well, you can't have that because you're too old. Blah, blah, blah. You can't have that because. And you train and develop them into understanding what they can have and understanding what they can't have based on whatever you taught them. What their limitations were. Now, I don't happen to think there are limitations because I still have the child's mind about it. When I want something, I go after it because that's just the way that I am. I'm encouraging you to be that way too. Here's the thing. I can talk on and on and on, obviously, since I've been doing that for 30 minutes. But the reality is, you're the one who's going to have to challenge yourself and your mindset to have the things you want in life. If you want to be an astronaut, you can be an astronaut, but you're going to have to join the Air Force because that's where astronauts get trained to be astronauts. So if you want to, you know, be a ballerina, if you want to live your life dancing for a living, that's all well and good. but you're going to need to go out and get yourself trained to dance. It really is not rocket science. It really is a function of what it is you're willing to do to have what you want. So I encourage you, number one, distinguish what you want. Make sure you're clear what you want. And how you can do that is with the Merlin experiment. If you can't see, you know, I talk to people all the time who tell me, but Pam, I don't know for sure. I think I know what I want, but, you know, it just seems kind of blurry. That's okay. It might seem kind of blurry at first, but when you're standing in the future fulfilled, if you stand in that, you already have the house, you already have the family, you already have the career, you already have everything you ever dreamed of, and you look back to see how you did it, I promise you, your pathway will be a lot more clear than if you're standing in 2017 looking out trying to figure out what to do. I promise you, it's so much easier when you do it like that. So, one of the things I want to be really clear about is that nothing I'm saying to you is the truth. It's not like I have the way and everybody needs to do it my way. I have a way, and it's really great, and it's a lot of fun. And if you want to play with me, come play with me. And if you don't want to come play with me, don't come play with me. You don't have to beat yourself up because you don't quite get my point of view. And you don't have to be an argument for my point of view is wrong. All you have to do is look and see, is this something I could get behind? Some people just need that little push for them to actually get in gear and take on their life. One of the things I was really clear about when I wanted to start my career as what I call a yes coach, I wanted to make a difference. And I wanted people to be left, when I interact with them, empowered to do anything. I wanted to be someone who, when I created a context for magic, power, and possibility, that the people that I interacted with were not the same human being when we were done interacting. I became committed to that. It's why I quit my job. It's why I started my business. It's why I'm on this call right now. I'm reaching out to you, whoever is listening to this. I'm reaching out to the world, and I have a message to give, and my message is this. You can have anything you want in life. You can have anything you want that you're willing to say you want. And why I say it like that is because I've noticed that sometimes people want things in life, and they're afraid to admit it out loud. They secretly keep it in their heart. And they quietly whisper it in their pillows at night. But if they're with other people, they're nervous to say it because they think that other people are judging them and their ability to have that thing. They think other people think badly of them or think that they're selfish or think that they're arrogant or whatever it is, whatever negative context they have or have created around not being out loud about what they want. I want you to know that whatever that is, it's not real. People think that spirituality and transformation and all those people who do holistic things, they're all woo-woo and they're not connected to reality. My take on it is the only real reality is what you create when you speak. You say chair, and there's a chair. It's like magic. You say car, and there's a car. And that's how you can live your life, your whole life, your entire life. You can have someone that you feel a great deal of emotional love, like no kidding, love like you've never had before. You can have that by simply saying you want that, saying it out loud, and saying it for the universe to hear and accept. The universe is listening to everything you say. And I tell my clients all the time, you want to be somebody who is always speaking out loud about what you want in life. You don't want to be somebody who is consistently complaining about what you don't want in life. You wouldn't go into a restaurant and sit down, pick up the menu, and when the waitress comes over and she says, good morning or good evening, what can I get for you? You wouldn't want to be someone who looks up at the waitress and says, please don't bring me pancakes. I don't like pancakes. I hate pancakes, actually. And don't bring me eggs because I'm allergic. And don't bring me and give them a litany of what you don't want. That would be silly. And I realize that there are people who actually do that. They actually go to a restaurant and begin their conversation with the waiter or the waitress with what they don't want. I don't recommend that. My recommendation is that you always tell the waiter or waitress what you want, how you want it, and they will bring it to you. The universe is just like that waitress. A lot of times when I talk, I use movie analogies a lot because I'm a big fan of movies. I'm a big fan of songs, so I use analogies of movies and songs. So now I'm going to use the analogy of Aladdin, the movie that starred Robin Williams' voice as the genie, and he sang this incredible song, which is one of my favorite songs, "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." And part of the song, when he sings it, explains that you can have anything. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. And I want you to live like you are Latin, and life is your restaurant, and the universe is your maitre d'. So when you sit down, you don't talk about what you don't want. You talk about what you want. Pick one from column A. Pick one from column B. Pick all of them from column C. Whatever you want. You ain't never had a friend like the universe. The universe will provide. The universe is boundless in what it can provide. The universe has absolutely infinite amount of channels of which to provide it. You are limited into what you can imagine. So when you think, I want a brand new Mercedes, you are limited into where how you think you can get one. You think, well, I have to go to the Mercedes dealership and I have to give them my credit information, and if I have good credit and I have a big enough down payment, I can get a Mercedes. And that's, you know, pretty much the stretch of your imagination. But the universe has no limits. If you say you want a brand new Mercedes and the universe wants to give you one, the universe can find all kind of different ways to hand you a brand new Mercedes. Cars all the time for free. I have twice in my life had someone give me a car. Once a woman I worked with who was wealthy gave me a car because I rode the bus to work and she acknowledged me, and I was, you know, blown away. I didn't ask her. She approached me. Another time, another person I worked with did the same thing. They gave me a car. Now, I'm not telling you that the people you work with will give you cars. I'm not telling you that the people you work with won't give you cars. I'm saying to you, when you want something, ask for it and stop worrying about how you're going to get it. Start being willing to be a request of the universe. You don't necessarily have to just sit in your room in the lotus position on your bed and humming and asking for what you want, because that's not going to do it either. You have to take committed action to actually create the context in which these things will be provided. But what I'm saying is, instead of wasting your time talking about what you don't want, spend your time talking about what you do want. And being very specific, that's the second part, attraction, is being specific. You got to be specific, because I'm going to tell you, I can't tell you how many times I said, God, I wish I had a couple of bucks, and I walked outside and there's $2 bills sitting in the gutter. It's like, yeah, thank you for the $2, but I really meant I want to, you know, more money, but that's what I asked for, $2. That's what I got, $2. So don't be afraid to be specific. I'm a big believer in journaling, so I encourage you to, you know, go to the Staples or even CVS or Rite Aid Pharmacy and get yourself one of those little standard you know, notepads that people use. They're called composition books. They're not that expensive. And buy two or three of them. Keep them by your bedside with a pen. The first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, I encourage you to journal, to actually do morning pages. Where a stream of consciousness, you're not going to publish it. And you're just going to write down, like a mind dump, everything that comes to your mind. And if something occurs to you that you want to do or you want to have, write it down and make it clear that that's what you want, and be specific. What color, what size, how many, and write it down. You don't even have to worry about anybody reading it or being misspellings or your handwriting. The whole point of it is to mind dump it all into existence. And even the things that you want that you specifically are very keen to have, say it out loud. You're saying it out loud for you to hear and for your spirit to hear. And you're saying it out loud so that the universe can hear. You want the universe to be clear what you want. You don't want the universe to be confused about what you want. If you're confused about what you want, I can promise you the universe is confused about what you want. The last thing I want to talk is, I only have about 10 minutes before the show is over. And I noticed that what's there for me is that I have so much to share. I want to be more structured about it in the future so that I can get as much in as I can. But I want you to be clear that there's something that I provide that I want to share with you each week. And one of the things I provide in the Science of Yes is this mindset that I have, that you can have anything you want, and that you can have anything you want that you're willing to say you want. So if you're someone that's struggling in life, let's say you're shy or you're concerned or you're frightened and you're stopped by your fear, then I want you to know that next week's show, I'm going to have the show be about fear and not being stopped by fear. I want you to know that there's a lot of emotions that funnel through your being, your body, your mind, and there's a specific relationship you want to have to those emotions. We're not going to turn you into Vulcan. You should have emotions. Emotions are great. Emotions are who you are and what creates your identity and your personality. It's not bad. It's not wrong. It's not evil to have emotions. But you don't want to live your life inside of your emotions. You don't want to live your life inside of your impulse. You want to live your life inside of what you're committed to. When you say, this is what I want from life, then the actions that are correlated to that commitment are the actions you want to take, not the actions that you feel like taking. Like, for instance, if you're committed to losing 20 pounds, if you won't get out of bed and actually get your body in motion, you're not going to lose any weight. I don't care how much you starve yourself. You could be eating one boiled egg and one sprig of celery every day. You won't lose the weight you want to lose unless you get your body in motion. So there are things, there are actions, there are structures to put in place to fulfill on the things that you say you're committed to. All of that stuff can be fun. You don't have to be so serious about it, but you do need to get committed to it. Commitment plus responsibility and willpower will give you everything you want, I promise you. And you will have a prosperous, abundant, fulfilled life that you absolutely love. This I promise you, without a doubt. So, having said that, there's one more topic I want to touch on before I complete for the night. And I want to just check in and see if my sister is still there. Angel, are you there?
I am here. I am here.
Okay. Hi. So, I just wanted to make sure that every week when I'm doing my show, that they know that they can reach me after the show or before the show, and that they know that they can make a request for what they want me to address on the show. So, what is there a way that they can do that for on the radio blog?
Absolutely. What you want to do is you want to follow the show. So before you leave or after you're watching this or listening to this, rather, after the fact, just make sure you click follow and you'll get announcements about the show. Go to the website for Pam. That is yescoach4u.com and sign up for the mailing list, and you'll be able to request things for the show. and follow the social media page for the New Age Guild, because there's posts on there. You can post on there, make a request about what you want to see coming up and things of that nature. Really simple, simple, simple.
Awesome. Boy, it's really great to actually be on the show and have it be live and tell people about my philosophy and my science of yes, and to get people engaged. And, you know, in the beginning, you know, I just wanted to get you to know me and introduce myself and, you know, just take a couple of minutes to, you know, who I am and what I am. I'm a single mother. My son is 28 years old, and I am somebody who has dealt with a lot of tragedy in my life, and it's really interesting because a lot of the things that I've dealt with have truly, as they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and it has made me stronger. But one of the things I've really gotten really clear about is my connection to spirituality and to God. And there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that everything happens for a reason, and I've grown in faith to understand that what I'm doing in life and why I've been experiencing the things that I have experienced is so that I can make a difference and contribute to others who are having the same kind of experiences or problems, if you will, or anything that they're dealing with that might be a problem or upsetting or something that they aren't even sure they know how to deal with. I know that a lot of the things that I've dealt with and have been put through has been there for that reason, so that I can contribute to others. And I'm willing to do that and take that on. So what I do in life is I'm a business coach and a life coach, and I coach practitioners and holistic health coaches and creative minds, artists, writers, singers, dancers, and what else? I love science fiction movies. I love to game. I'm a gamer, and that's not somebody who goes to Las Vegas and plays slot machines. I play video games. I am a member of many guilds and many alliances. I play World of Warcraft. I play Guild Wars. I play Lord of the Rings online. What else? I'm single and available. I have been married. I'm a widow. My husband died in 2014. And I have a child who died in 2007. She was 30 when she died. So I have experienced the loss of a child. I gave birth to a child who was stillborn. I know what it's like to carry a child and to term and have them die in the womb. Through all of that, I'm a survivor of childhood incest. And I've survived a lot. I've dealt with a lot. And through all of that, I've been very present to and given by optimism, possibility, and love. And it's connected me very profoundly to provide for anyone who's been through anything. If I've been through what I have been through and can still find access to play, love, and passion, so can you. And if you need help getting there, I'm your girl. Come to see me. There is a profound connection to spirit when you can actually experience the tragedy that life can serve up and still be someone who's willing to smile and say, you know, God is good, life is great, and I can't wait for tomorrow. So if you're not there yet, that's okay. I don't have any problem with anybody who wants to be there and aren't there yet. But don't think you're going to get there by osmosis or just because. You have to work at it. You have to roll up your sleeves and be willing to take it on. Work at it. It wasn't always easy. There were times when I wanted to crawl under a rock, and I actually did crawl under a rock for 2 years after my daughter died. I didn't want to engage with life. I didn't want to engage with people. And I want you to know that everything that I went through, so that I can be the kind of person who could stand for other people and what they're going through and be a committed listener to what's possible in their life, even after tragedy.
Pam?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I was trying to catch
you. Oh, it's done? Oh.
You know, I was trying to catch you, and my microphone kind of stuck. So we're talking right now, but nobody can hear us. So that was a really good show. The only thing that kind of sits is that when you were moving around there for a minute, I tried to catch you with a text message and to hear everything you're done. I don't know if you were like in a car or you were, I don't know what was happening, but that was the only thing. And you said something I really liked.
Oh, the background noise was when you could hear it.
Yeah, and so what I'd like to do moving forward, rather than at least for a while, I think it'd be more powerful for you to have that song from Aladdin in your process. I was trying to upload it, and it's too big, and I couldn't. I don't have my editing software. When you said, I'm like, oh, my God. So I found it, and I downloaded it, and I was trying to cut it, and I couldn't get it in the thing, so I was going to put it on there while you're talking about it. But that's
So I didn't catch – I got what you were saying, but I didn't know what you were talking about.
You ain't never had a friend like me, that song.
Oh, that song. Oh. I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know if we would have permission to use that song.
You know, you're not charging for anything. And so because we're not charging anything, if it's blog talk, it's, you know, and it's a fun thing to do. We don't have to make it part of your brand, but I think it'd be fun to put it in the background. We don't have a commercial radio. We're not making anything off of it yet. When we start having commercials and stuff like that, then that's going to be an issue. But I was trying to find it for you, and I did. I actually downloaded it, but it's still like processing it, the audio file, so I couldn't get it to.
Oh, hold on. This thing is going crazy.
Let's
hold on a second. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, this radio came on for some strange reason.
So that was me. That was me. See, I'll do it again. That's me.
Oh, it was you?
That's me. I am your sound engineer. So I can play music in the background. I can do all kinds. That's what I was going to try to do. I was trying to get the song up while we were talking about it. I was going to go, wah, 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 wah. I was going to have that.
Yeah. You know, that would have been great. But you know what? It's all good because it's just like this was my first one. I'm kind of glad nobody came on because I was really fumbling. Plus, I didn't get home in time. I was trying to be home for the call, and I had to go do – I got held up. One of my clients held me up for like 2 hours, and so I'm rushing to get home, and I didn't make it, so I just pulled over and parked. So that was what happened. My intention is always to be home in front of the computer. That's my commitment, and sometimes it doesn't go my way. So, but I was committed to getting it done, and I did get it done, and I'm happy about that. And I had my virtual assistant tweet all week that I was going to be on the air, and I started the virtual assistant. She's been helping me get this whole thing set up and promoting me, and then the last week I've gotten 20 more, one more followers because she's been doing all this stuff for me.
Cool, cool, cool. That's awesome.
I know, it is cool. It feels good, too.
I tweet, and whenever I have anybody on the radio, that's not me because I can't do it when I'm on the radio because I'm doing 50 things, I'm reading people. So when I have guests and when I do these shows, because this is what it will look like when we have somebody do the show, is I'll do the engineering for it, and I'll be tweeting. So if you look at the social media when you get home, you'll see that everything that you said throughout the conversation, there's tweets. So it's like Pam talked about I said effect. I heard effect when we used to theory. Pam,
oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
So all through the thing, I don't forget to call in. So that's what I do every time. And that's what you'll experience when you're on the show. And, you know, call in if you want to do this and all that kind of cool stuff. So the coaching I have in terms of doing your radio program, about every, it's an hour, so about every maybe 10 minutes, you can do it more often if you feel like you need to. You want to say your website. You want to say how they can get in touch with you. You want to remind them to like the show, kind of like you're going off to a commercial break. So, you know, remind them who you are. So you're like, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, I'm Pam, and yes, coach, don't forget to come see me on my website. Just do it as often as possible, but not too often. Every 10 minutes or so is good. And I'll always remind them to like the program. So if they like the program, and Block automatically sends them updates when you are having a show. So every time I create a show, it will send them an update on email.
Okay, great. Okay.
I'm trying to think. When I was looking, I went on to Blog Talk Radio, and your show was featured. So if you went to the main page and went to things that are on the air, it was featured. Because it's a paying account. It's just not on the top of the thing, but that's pretty darn good for your first program. I'm just trying to figure out how to categorize it, because the most popular category is psychic. That's why my show gets a lot of listens, but you're not giving messages. So when you have some time, one of the things that you could do is kind of go into Blog Talk Radio and see what the categories are. Love, NFL, NBA, healing, WWE, MLB, Bubba's Motorsport Network, okay? Doing it Bubba style.
Okay.
Bubba's Custom Cars, Bubba's, I don't know who Bubba is, and Angel. Angel.
Okay.
So that's those are the most popular ones, but there's a million of them. So where I put yours, because I didn't know exactly what to do, I'm like inspirational, self-help, self-improvement, selfless help. Yes, yes, we can. So if you feel there are other categories that we can put out there so that more people, as they're searching, will find it. And what else? And a topic, you know, when we're writing up and getting the show set up, what are your topics for the week? Because you talked about wanting to do topics, and that's what the marketing will be about. Because I haven't been on my social media marketing because I've been tired and it's been rough, so I got to get back in it. So between now, for example, between now and next Wednesday, every day there'll be a tweet saying, don't forget to watch this, to listen to the Yes Coach. What is your topic going to be so people can plan for it? So that's the kind of thing that you can do.
Well, okay, so what do I do? Send that to you?
Yeah, send it to me, and what the reason why I really want to do that, not just to get you more visibility, but to show you what you can show your people, because when they are either guests on the Monday night show, or if they're going to want one of their own shows, that's what they will get as part of their process, right?
Okay, got it. All right, cool. All right. Okay, well, I've been tweeting about the New Age Guild, and we got a couple of likes on the Facebook page. So slowly but surely, yeah, slowly but surely people are waking up to it. And, you know, it's starting slow because I'm starting slowly. It's like I'm trying to juggle this with my work. But it is happening. I'm very pleased with the virtual assistant. She does whatever I say. So it's useful to have a virtual assistant. She's not going to create content, but if I tell her, look for articles, look for the category spiritual practitioners. She goes out and finds them and tweets them about New Age Guild.
Awesome. That's what you need.
So I just am very pleased. It's been a week now. She's in the Philippines, and English is her second language, but she's just as sweet as apple pie, and she does whatever I say. If I tell her, as long, it's like having an assistant. It's like saying, okay, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. And then she, at every day, she works Monday through Friday, every day at the end of the day in Philippine time, so it's usually in the morning for me, she sends me a report on what she did and what she's going to do tomorrow, and she asks permission. She sends me the content of the text, I mean, of the tweet she's going to do. And I just approve it. So,
perfect.
I'm happy. I'm pleased.
That's a lot of work. I can tell you from experience that that's a lot of work. And if she can do that for you, then that takes all of that kind of off of your plate.
It does. It takes. I was trying to do Hootsuite, but that's a lot of work to get it set up and put all this stuff in there. She's having her is like having Hootsuite.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And I'm already set up on that, so it's easier for me. It's just sitting down and deciding what there is to do.
Exactly.
To do,
telling it what to do.
Yeah. What I want to do is I want to be able to walk away from what I'm doing and have all this be what I do, and that's part of the services that's provided by, if you're a member of a guild, that's what the guild's about. That's what you get, because that's what's up. And in terms of the services I provide, it's the same thing. So that's part of the packages. When I have my business packages with my spiritual entrepreneurs, part of what I do is provide that service for them to get them started. Because it really is easy if you know how to do it to get it started. But if that's not your forte, just like you explained today about the business plan, if that's not your forte, first of all, it's overwhelming. And then how do I get started? And now you're just stuck. So you're just like, you just don't do it. So you don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, what else is there? So that was a good first show. I remember I used to do that when I started my show. And the same thing, I'm trying to get home. I remember one time pulling off the side of the road and using my phone, and so logging into Blog Talk on my phone, which was really hard because I didn't want to not have my show. So I was sitting in the parking lot of a Burger King in my car doing my show. And so it's going to happen, but it's okay. It happened and it was good. Next time what we want to do is, even if you just have one fan, have them call in so that you can answer questions with them. And it's really cool if you talk to one of your clients. It could be a really cool way for you to give them some marketing and say it's a part of their, you can help me by being on my show, but you get some visibility because you're going to be on the radio.
Yeah.
Right?
I've thought of that as well. And one of my clients who'd be perfect for it is out of town next week. So, but I'm going to have her be on the show. She's an holistic health coach, and I've got a potential actress that I'm working on that I desperately want to get, because I really want an actress client, and I'm trying. So what's going on? She's from Switzerland, and came here like 5 or 6 years ago. She met an American, married him, and they now want to break up. She came here with some money. She bought a house. So it's her house. And now she doesn't have any money. So she's confronted because she wanted to become an actress. When she came here, she had money, so she was taking courses and running around, and she was married to this guy who was helping with the bills, and now they're breaking up and they're divorcing and he's leaving, and now she's confronted by, I'm going to have to pay my mortgage by myself or get a roommate who I don't know. She's gorgeous, by the way, this beautiful, blonde, gorgeous Swede, right? And, or I have to go back to Switzerland. And Switzerland's are not Swedes. What are they? Swiss, I guess. One of the things I say, one of my shticks, because I met her at this networking event I go to once a month. One of my shticks, when I talk about myself, as I say, I help you confront fear. You know, because fear is one of my things that I deal with all the time. I have a whole thing on fear. Did you get the article I sent you?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
Did you get a chance to read it? It's okay if you didn't. I mean,
no, I didn't. Somebody just sent me a weird message. It's really weird. Sorry.
What did she say?
Huh? What did they say?
What did she say?
The person sent me a message?
You said mom.
Someone sent me.
Oh, no. I thought you said mom. I don't care what somebody. Let him. Welcome. I thought you said mom. I thought you said mom. And we're not still on the air, are we?
No, nobody can hear me. We can call. If you want to call on the phone, we can call on the phone.
Should I hang up and call you on your phone? I'm paranoid now.
Yes, you can. You hang up.
Okay.